and we had a meaty developers update from Bungie about the final shape, and there are a bunch of changes that will be coming, including a new super for each class. There's going to be a whole new subclass called Prismatic, which will essentially bring the dark and light side together to be able to create a new class, which is crazy. The class items are going to have exotics finally after all these years, which is going to mix two different things together, or it could pull from different stuff. I believe it's random rolls. We're going to be getting new enemies, another big, like, holy crap, something new. I love it. So there's going to be three different types of enemy types. One is a flying type, which sounds like a big old pain. Obviously, all the other changes, and then of course the story will be progressing as well. This got me super pumped for the final shape. I've been waiting for this, the light and dark saga to come to its conclusion. So June 4th is when it comes out. You can pre-order now. I'm pumped. And of course, Into Light just started today as well. So the new Onslaught mode, and they'll be doing new story stuff along with that as well. And for you college football fans, we're just learning from EA that College Football 25 will be coming out July 19th. You've got a date now. You can start gearing up. I think it's going to be dope. I've got some buddies, Wheezy and Mike and Devin. I know they're excited for that game to come out. It should be good. So I'm looking forward to it, July 19th. Avatar The Last Airbender skins are now available in Fortnite. I don't know if these comes with missions or any kind of unique characteristics. They look cool though. I love Avatar. That's a great show. Highly recommend you check it out if you have not checked it out. Definitely an animated version. But yeah, that is live now in Fortnite. And we're just learning that the game Dredge is getting a live action adaptation. It's going to be a movie. Think kind of like The Sixth Sense, Lost, things like that. I've never actually played the game. I heard it's a solid game, but apparently they are looking to adapt the film. Whether they've started recording or filming it yet or not, I don't believe they have. But it's something that we can look forward to, a new adaptation. The automatons just won't go away. We just got some new information on Helldivers 2 that the Operation Swift Disassembly was not the end of the automatons. That was just a stronghold for them. So we are going to continue seeing the automatons. I was hoping we're going to get a little bit of break from them. They are absolutely brutal as enemies, but we'll see what comes when they come back and everything moves forward in terms of their storyline. We're also learning that Battlefield 2042 is coming to an end with this seventh season. The season is currently in progress. They are not going to continue supporting it like that. They will continue supporting it. The servers will stay up. They're just not going to have any more big content updates for it. EA and DICE have agreed to move forward with it. However, Motive Studios, the folks that made the Dead Space remake and Star Wars Squadrons, will be picking up the Battlefield IP. So we should see something new from Battlefield here in the coming years. It'll be interesting to see, but yeah, no worries. If you do play, I do want to give you a warning though that this is going to be the last season that they are going to get a big update for Battlefield 2042. And that'll do it for your gaming news. Don't forget, subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. And of course, you can hit me up on the socials at Smitty2447. I hope you have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow.